Leading the news this morning, Julia Gillard's hopes of forming the next government have been dealt a serious blow. A recalculation of the two-party preferred vote shows the coalition now more than 1,900 votes ahead of Labour. The Prime Minister had previously said the party with the high count should be allowed to form government. The Prime Minister and the opposition leader today will continue wooing the four independents who hold the balance of power in the lower house. Hobart-based independent Andrew Wilkie says he could make a decision on who he'll support in government as early as today. The former girlfriend of Pakistani fast bowler Mohammad Asif says the player told her about match-fixing deals he made in Australia last summer. The actress Veena Malik says Asif admitted Pakistan would not win a match in 2010. Asif is one of four Pakistani players questioned by police in London as part of a match-fixing investigation. A group of the world's leading scientists has found the UN's climate body in need of fundamental reforms. Their report recommends changes to the way the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is run and the way science is presented. The IPCC has faced increasing pressure since its 2007 climate assessment wrongly predicted that Himalayan glaciers could disappear by 2035. And in Slovakia, at least six people were killed and 14 injured when a man went on a morning rampage with an assault rifle. The shooting happened in a housing estate in the capital, Bratislava. At least six of the dead were members of the same family.